by knowing one thing about the other person, and that was his age. The competent and distinguished psychologists and philosophers at Harvard, exactly those men whom you would expect would be most entranced and delighted at a new tool for studying consciousness, responded